Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's time for the Menards Film Room, and we have had a common thread today of taking a peek back at some Mall of America field moments. We're going to do that via film here momentarily with Pete Bursich, former player and coach for the Minnesota Vikings. He and I will be calling the Vikings game, final regular season game, today at noon at FM 100.3, The Fan, your flagship for Minnesota Vikings football. Some great memories throughout the years. Let's take a look at five of the most memorable moments in the history of this building, Mall of America Field. We begin with this one, moment number five, the comeback. October 4th, 1992, Pete, Vikings cornerback Todd Scott jumps a route. It's an interception and a touchdown.
Yeah, for Todd Scott, I arrived here in 94, and Todd Scott was still talking about that play about 2 years later. But those are the kinds of moments the defense making plays back in the Tony Dungy era, making plays, scoring on defense, big, big, big win.
A very memorable 21-20 victory for the Minnesota Vikings. That's number five. Let's take a look at number four. Monday Night Football, Christmas night, 1989. Final NFL game of the season, Vikings against the Cincinnati Bengals. A playoff berth is on the line, a 22-7 lead into half. Here come the Bengals storming late with Boomer Esiason. What do you remember about this game?
One thing I do remember was that a couple years later, the guys had talked about it when we had gone to Cincinnati in 95, and they had built up a big lead. We tried to do the same thing, come back on them, but they held on for the victory.
Absolutely, and Mall of America field moment in memory number three took place in 2009. It was the third game of the season, a very, very memorable season for Vikings fans and a very memorable moment in Mall of America field. Brett Favre to Greg Lewis. Greg's first reception wearing the purple and gold, back right of the end zone on Deshaun Goldson. Oh, my heavens, we found a way to win that game.
Yeah, we beat a very good San Francisco team that day. And we had seen, how many times have we seen Brett Favre do that against us, whether it be a two-minute drill or whenever, to have him come up big like that late in the game. It was just awesome to see him finally do it in a purple jersey. And I think what everybody realized after that was when he's at the helm, you're never out of a football game. He has that kind of magic in that arm, and I think that was a springboard to success, which ultimately led to an NFC Championship game.
Let's go to number two for the Mall of America field football-related moments with Pete Bursich. Adrian Peterson in 2012 trying to run down Eric Dickerson's record. We call it MVP 2K. He was great all year.
Yeah, he was. And it was the amazing part is just how he started so slowly. The year coming out back from the ACL surgery, the first six games of the season was solid, but then that last 10 games, he just really took over. And you look at St. Louis, when St. Louis was putting five D linemen, eight guys, nine guys in the box, and they still couldn't stop him. It was an amazing year, one that we may never see again, because there are guys like Adrian Peterson are rare. He's the best running back I've seen in a decade, and that was proof of it that season.
And finally, it's great to have Pete Bursich here for the top five Mall of America field moments provided by the Menards Film Room, with number one being the entire 1998 season. At the time, Pete's Minnesota Vikings were the highest scoring team in the history of the National Football League. Pete was a linebacker on that team. Take us through that season.
Just by adding Randy Moss to that offense, it was like glazing a stick of dynamite. I mean, yeah. We had Jake Reed, Chris Carter, Randy Moss, and it was almost as if Randy could, you knew it was gonna happen. And then you'd see Randall Cunningham drop deep, raise that shoulder, and he came down with them. You just look at the Thanksgiving Day against Dallas. I mean, that one sticks out in my mind. I remember going to Green Bay, and when Green Bay had that long home winning streak and going in there and putting up over 400 yards of passing on them. That was as close to a machine of an offense that I've ever seen.
That's the Menards Film Room, taking a look at the top five NFL-related moments from Mall of America Field, which closes down following today's game between the Vikings and the Detroit Lions.